From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. Jamaicans Abroad, helping Jamaicans at home through the Jaja Foundation, a nonprofit family charity organization that has been giving back to local schools. On today's program, we highlight just how they've been sharing the love. Stay with us. Jaja Foundation was established in 2010 by founder and chief executive officer Veronica Naismith Comrie in Atlanta, Georgia. Mrs. Comrie says children are close to her heart and she has always wanted to give back to help them in their growth and development.
Just coming back home and seeing the plights of the kids and the children in school, and we decided, a few family members and myself, to do something to help the kids. And our family is from Portland. We are originally from the Buff Bay area. And so when we started the foundation, we decided to pick a school in Portland. And then we picked the Buff Bay Primary. That's where we started.
Since its formation, the foundation has made several donations to the school.
We have done their library. We gave them a couple of computers. We gave them tons of books and crayons and pencils and pens and backpacks and that sort of thing. We gave them also a refrigerator, a well-needed refrigerator. And our second event was at Belvedere Primary, and we did the same for them.
The foundation has also shared the love with the Charlestown Primary School in Portland. And come July 19, the Naismith family will be hosting their biennial family reunion and will be seeking to make a further donation to the Buff Bay Primary School.
We do a family reunion every 2 years, and what I ask my family members to do is to bring stuff for the kids. So this year we're doing about 80 kids in grade one, and we're doing pencil cases with pencils and backpacks.
If you want to learn more about the foundation or to contribute to its work in sharing the love with our children, you may visit their website, jajafoundation.info. The directors and staff of God's Love Mission will be hosting a four-day mission from July 24 to July 27. On day one of the mission, the group will visit St. Catherine at the Church of God in Christ Jesus Apostolic in Gordon Penn, Spanish Town, where they will distribute groceries and award 11 students a scholarship of $10,000 each. On day two, they will be in Portland at Emmanuel Apostolic Church in the district of Snow Hill, where they will also distribute groceries and award three students a scholarship of $10,000. Day three, God's Love Mission will be sharing the love with Dominic Brown in Portland. Dominic Brown has been diagnosed with spina bifida, which is a birth defect where there is an incomplete closing of the backbone and membranes around the spinal cord. They will also visit the Portland Infirmary, where they will be making a donation. And on the fourth and final day, God's Love Mission will visit the Hayfield City Mission Church and Bath Fountain in St. Thomas. They will distribute more groceries and award three students scholarship of $10,000. For further information, please contact God's Love Mission at 389-5641. And for today's recipe, a recipe for a happy marriage. Now, these are the ingredients you'll need: 1 cup consideration, 2 cups praise, 1 small pinch of in-laws, 1 teaspoon contentment, 1 gallon of patience, 2 tablespoons flattery, 1 cup encouragement, and a dash of faith and trust. Blend well, sweeten with generous portions of love. Keep warm with a steady flame of passion. This recipe serves 2. And that's all the time we have for this week's program. Thanks for listening. Until next week, when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan, I'm Casita Irving. Have an awesomely wonderful week and remember to continue sharing the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.